Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left. Make sure you spell your name and where you're calling from.
Hi,
morning. Who else?
Cora, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good morning. Who else?
Arlington, Texas.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning and happy Friday to you. And wouldn't you say already, what a beautiful Friday it is. It's such a good Friday. Let's all just smile, just show the Lord how grateful we are for such a beautiful day this early in the morning. This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I'm very excited. I'm welcoming all of you to our Jet Set team call. This is our Jet Set 30-day blitz call where we are blitzing all the way to convention. Let's go ahead and get started real quick this morning by giving you some of our announcements. Hey, make sure and encourage everybody to go to the local CRTAs. Make sure to look on your website, and as you're bringing in all your new people, encourage them and have that information readily available so we can get everyone out to the CRTAs. That's part of our blitz. We also want to make sure that we are using all of the tools available to us, like the Jet Set 24-hour hotline. You can press 1 and just hear a 2-minute introduction. You can press 2 and hear a full-blown presentation. You can press 3 and have a validation. And you can press 4 and learn how to get started fast. So let me give you the number because it's always around. That number is area 512-404-1255. Please use the 24-hour hotline. That's something that's available to us even when we're not using. And also, we talked yesterday about the JLT series. That is the CD series that's available for everyone who maybe can't get on this call or even want an additional. That CD series is just this call, and it's available on our website, www.theharvestisplenty.net. And when you go there, you'll see the Jet Set Leadership Program, the JLT CD series, and that's designed to help you as well with your daily inspiration. Now, we want to make sure and stay plugged in this weekend. We do have the coach's call on tomorrow. Now, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time and noon Eastern Time, we want to stay plugged into the coach. It's going to be really, really important. He always gives great life lessons, and it's going to be on the company line. And that number is area 641-594-7505. And I believe also that if you're going to call in 10 minutes ahead of time. Otherwise, you may want to choose to watch it on your back office, okay? So make sure that just stay plugged in to what the coach has to say. And then also this weekend, you want to make sure and grab at least 2 new friends and have them listen to the business presentation that's going to be done on Sunday night. Sunday night on this line, that's going to be at 6 p.m. Central Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. There's going to be a great business presentation done by our New York directors. That's going to be Devon and Cheryl McCullough, Garland and Marcia Webb, and Denise Coley. You want to make sure and have at least 2 new people listen to that call Sunday night. And as I mentioned before, we're all blitzing towards convention, which is coming up so very quickly. We want to make sure that everyone is registered for convention. Make sure everyone's pre-registered. We're getting a lot of calls as well where a lot of people are saying they're going, but we just want to make sure they get registered to go and they get registered for the YTD University classes. Oh, please, those university classes are wonderful. You're going to learn and be inspired so much. And go ahead and make sure and encourage your team to go ahead and pre-select all of those as well. Now, as I did mention, you want to carve out that time on Friday, August 8th. The YTD convention is August 6th through the 10th in St. Louis. And, of course, you can find out all of the information on your back office. And we've also asked everyone to go ahead and carve out that time, Friday, August 8th. We're going to have the Jet Set Award and Recognition Ceremony that night. It's going to be late from 9 p.m. until we get done. So just carve out that time and mark your calendars. That's going to be held in one of the YTV University classes. All righty, guys, I want to go ahead and thank Melissa Boston. Man, she came here last night in Dallas, Texas, and boy, she lit it up. We had such a fantastic time. But I think it's time for us this morning to go ahead and get started by bringing on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his income is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this Friday morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to all of you champions out there all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, Power Team Leaders. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus Earners. Good morning, President's Club Wing Wearers. Good morning, Directors and Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. I have just an absolute incredible feeling. I am still tingling from the powerful, powerful, powerful experience last night at the event with Melissa Boston. Boy, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were out to witness and experience that incredible experience. And man, Marcia, I'm just so, so excited about where we are. And yes, each and every one of us can feel your smile coming through the phone. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I have a message for you this morning. The message is, wake up. And yes, you can. You see, the way things are going in this economy, the ups and the downs and the prices of gas and everything that's going on, wake up. Realize what it is that you have right there in your lap. This business is the answer. You know, as hard as we work, as much as we do, and then, boy, let me tell you, what's out there waiting for you? Is it the 40-year plan with 40 hours, for 40 years and retire with 40% of what you're making? Is that the plan? Wake up. You know, so many people come aboard in our business and say, you know, I'm going to try this, and if this works out, great. But meanwhile, they're holding on to what? Wake up. You know, it's all just a test. It's just a test, ladies and gentlemen. Can you pass that test? Let me tell you something. Yes, you can. You know, James, can you talk to a pastor for me? I'm not real sure exactly how to talk to this pastor. I don't think I can do it. Yes, you can. You know, James, can you talk to this real estate people that we have? This guy owns more real estate, and I can't do it. Yes, you can. I want you to wake up this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Realize it's all just a test, and I want you to know if you feel like you can't do it, yes, you can. Remember the success formula, folks. Dream, develop a vision, then there's a struggle and you win. Dream, vision, struggle, win. Dream, vision, struggle, win. Most people just quit during that struggle phase. But those who believe, and the people on this call who won't faint when times get weary, who won't stop when things get tiring, who just continue to go, continue to smile, continue to reach out their hand, continue to be a blessing to someone else, continue to help, continue to spread the good news, because our people perish for lack of vision, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember the basics. The basics are the YTV Success from Home magazine. That is the basics. Make sure that you're on that magazine program. Make sure that you've read, again and again, chapters 7, 8, and 9 in the YTB Travel Biz Toolbox. Make sure that you're plugging in and using that 24-hour hotline with that Get Started orientation session. Make sure that you're plugging into this call every morning, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure that you've got that JLP Leadership Series and you're turning your automobile, your car, into a rolling university. We've got a powerful, powerful, powerful call for you today. I'm going to just pause for a second and bring on my partner in success. Ladies and gentlemen, he's every Body's hero. He is a third-level director, multiple President's Club ring wearing. He is a big-time bonus earner. Please help me welcome to the call, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roland Torres. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, you would have been proud of your boy Craig Sweet last night. He was so smooth with James. We had standing room only. And you know what? But Craig was just a little bit disappointed because he only closed about 99.9% of the room. But James, he was awesome. How you doing, good looking?
Man, I'm feeling so good this morning. I'm so excited, Roman. We got so much momentum going on. Stepping off of that Harvest is Tony Cruz. People are so excited and just sharing the business. Melissa Boston in Dallas, Craig Sweet in Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much going on. Make sure that you're plugged in. Make sure that you realize how good you already are. Roman, we're in for a very, very special treat. You know, Roland, you know, the same wind blows on all of us, but it's how we set our sail, Roland. The same wind, the same political wind, the same economical wind, the same employment wind, the same wind blows on all of us, but it's how we set our sail, how we catch that wind, how we respond, how we go, it's how we respond, Roland, to the things that go on. I'm so, so excited to have a true pioneer, someone that I believe just exemplifies what it means to be a leader. Listen to this, Roland. He is a Circle of Champions. Yes, the Diamond President's Club ring wearer, indicating his income is more than $1 million in a 12-month period. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to brace yourself. Grab your pen. Grab your paper. You're in for a special treat. You know, once upon a time in our company, we were just formulating, just coming together, just building our foundation, and the company decided to begin a corporate training to give everyone what it takes to succeed in this business. And it was Scott Tomer, the CEO himself, and this next Circle of Champion that we have on that pioneered throughout the country and was teaching people the vision, teaching people how this business works. And because of him, ladies and gentlemen, this entire company has sprouted wings and been getting just absolutely soar. I want you to help me welcome to the call none other than my good friend, Circle of Champion, Mr. Cameron Core. Are you there, Cameron? Are you there, Cameron? You're on mute. We can't hear you. Roland, do you hear anybody talking? I don't hear anybody talking. Cameron, are you there? See, Roland, I heard Cameron in the introduction when Marcy was welcoming people on. I believe he must have lost his signal. We're going to come back for you, Cameron. Roland, just you hearing and you telling me how things were down in Florida with Craig Sweet there, and you had so many applications flying, so many people coming aboard. It's just a sign of the times, Roland, of what's going on right now in our economy. And I really believe YTP is the answer. I hear you, Cameron. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I must come in on the wrong line. That'll kill momentum.
How are you doing this morning, Cam?
I'm doing phenomenal, buddy. I was sitting there shouting away and realized you couldn't hear me.
Well, Cameron, we can hear you now. It is a true, true pleasure to have you on the call. I really meant what I said in that introduction about how you were the pioneer in the early beginnings, Cameron, spreading the knowledge and the vision to help and what this company has done. You're so instrumental in the entire nationwide, or should I say worldwide, success. But, Cameron, your personal story is just not all filled with parades and prizes. Your story is filled with reaching the obstacle, reaching that challenge.
Absolutely.
And conquering that challenge and following and going and believing. Cameron, do me a favor, if you would. For those that haven't heard your personal story, real quick, in about 60 seconds, tell us your story, Cameron. What led you to where you are today? But, Cameron, what I want you to do is share with everyone on this call what it takes to win. And just give us that from your heart, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. First, James and Marcia, I am absolutely blown away by this call. I tell you what, I'm plugging in every single stinking morning. I'm pumped, man. I didn't even have to have any coffee this morning just hearing everybody come in. I don't know. Marcia was just going, come on, next. We probably have over 1,000 people on this line. But my story, James, as you know, you know, I was a traditional businessman, owned a high-tech recruiting firm down in Atlanta, Georgia, for a number of years, loved what I was doing, made great money at the time, but prior to that, had what a lot of people in the world have. It was a good old job, and I was commuting 60 hours a month and working in a cubicle environment, and realized that I went to a movie called Office Space, saw the movie, and had my epiphany. It was it's a comedy. You got to rent it. But I watched the movie, and the guy walked off his job and ended up, the rest is history. You got to watch it. But I end up starting my own company, loved what I was doing, but for, you know, 3-4 years, it was cherry-picking, making great money, but then the tech sector took a dive, and when the tech sector took a dive, that hurt my business extremely. So I did what I love to do most, and that's travel, travel, travel. For 6 months, I went on 3 cruises retail instead of wholesale, and next thing you know it, after 6 months of traveling like that, you have to get back to work. I answered an ad in the paper, got involved with another so-called fake it till you make it, and they never did, travel company, and became the head of that company, heard about YTB, flew up to spy on the company, spent 3 days with Coach, Scott, Kim. They were just full of integrity, full of visions and dreams, just like you were talking about, James, on the opening. You got to have vision or we're going to perish. And locked arms with these guys, resigned my position from the other company, and the next day found out my 17-year marriage, getting involved with the company, the next day finding out my 17 marriage was over. I was hurting financially, literally to the point where I was flat on my back. I had to go through bankruptcy, divorce. My wife basically told me, you know, I don't love you anymore. I'm done with the marriage, et cetera. And came into the company sort of, you know, pretty wounded, pretty devastated, until Coach and Scott and Kim said, listen, you know, life can change very quickly. Plugged in. We did the training. It was an honor to go on the road and train. Recruited about 19 people into this business. Have just under 90,000 people on our team. And the beauty of this thing is it's simple. If you're coachable, teachable. This thing, as you know, James, has just blown up. It's been amazing. And our company now is just going to a different level. We were at, we had 2 meetings back last night. Coach and Ron Head, me, Peter Jensen, were at these meetings, standing room only, over 1,000 people at the meetings. And this thing's just getting started, James. Is it amazing or what?
Cameron, let me tell you something. When you were here in Dallas not long ago, or should I say the last time you were here in Dallas, I was absolutely captivated by your story. The way you described, you just went real quick through that, but the way
yeah.
you described how you were feeling and the way you described how wounded you were, how Coach literally brought you in and said, look, you got a decision to make. You can go up or you can stay right where you are. You can wallow where you are or you can go up. Which way are you going to go? You say, well, Coach, I want to go up. And, Cameron, you pulled yourself together against all sorts of diversity, odds, all those things. And I know that it was your belief in God. And I know the Coach instilled more of that belief in God when you and Cameron. Look at where you are now. You make more money than 3 brain surgeons combined. You make more money than the President of the United States, Prime Minister of other countries, Cameron. But you dug deep inside and found something. What did
you
find?
Well, I'll
tell you,
James, you know, Coach, I just want to go back to Coach. You know, he's our mentor, he's our coach, he's our friend, he's our dad. Across the board, I'm not going to kid you. I was down. I was low. I'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning looking at the ceiling, going, "How am I going to pay child support?" I had to pay $49.50 a month, and I wasn't making any money then. And you know, $49.50 was a big thing to climb, and I was living in a 200 square foot bedroom. In the mansion where Coach, you know, Coach owned the mansion, I moved up there to get out of Atlanta because I knew that I was going to just go downward spiral. And so I moved up there, got around good people that were feeding me spiritual things, Bible Christian people that are the owners of our company. And one day, you know, I was wallowing. You know, we feel sorry for ourselves, and Coach just pulled me aside, put both of his arms on my shoulders, and he said, "Cameron, look me in those eyes," and he said, "Cameron, what you got to do, you got to make yourself attractive spiritually, physically, mentally. You need to shine in your business. You need to attack your business like a pit bull. When you're around your kids, you need to smile. They need you right now, Cameron." And I at the time, I just sat there and I looked at him and I said, "You know what? You're right." And that's what I did. I got in the gym. I started working out. I got plugged into church. I started reading my Bible every day. I started sharing my story with other people and started changing their lives. And now, you know, the cool thing about it is, you know, you stay plugged in. Stay plugged in to calls like this. You stay plugged in to the big guy. And what happens is things change. Things start to change. And now, does it just take just plugging in? No, it takes working. It takes working hard. It takes being coachable and teachable. What if I didn't listen to what Coach had to say? What if I wanted to do it my way? What if I would have decided to, you know, "Hey, you know what, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, but, you know, I'm going to throw the baby out with the bathwater on some of these other things." No, I'll tell you what, the things that you were sharing on this call, the things that I'm talking about, if you plug in, you right now you might be in the situation that I was in, or it might not be that bad, but guess what? You, this time next year, you, in the next 3 weeks, could have 21 sales. We've got people that are focused on getting one sale a day till the convention right now that are power team leaders, and there's some that have already achieved that just within the last couple days. And I'll tell you, James, you know, you set some goals. You're talking about winning. You got to have some goals. You got to have plans to reach those goals. You can have goals, but if you don't have a plan, you got to spend more time in the plan than you do setting the goals. Get the goal out there and then make the plan and start attacking it every single day. It's all about what you do on a daily basis, isn't it, James?
You know, Cameron, you know, I've heard you talk about how you recruit and how you never leave your home looking for people, but everywhere you go, there are people there. How you always are in a hurry. Hey, I don't have time right now. Why is it important, as you're sharing with people, Cameron, to be in a hurry? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, everybody has one of two reasons why they don't get involved in our business. And a lot of times they're just excuses. The first reason why people don't get in our business is because they say they don't have the money. I don't have the money to get involved. Well, you need to get involved even more so. If you don't have $449, then you really need to get in this business. You really need to find out how to get involved in this business. And I'll tell them, I say, if there's a 72-inch Sony flat panel new TV that just came out that was $13,999 at Best Buy, and it was only $500 if you get down there by midnight tonight, how many of you would get down there and get that $13,000 TV? Every hand goes up. Well, I'm sharing with you a business that has made me a multi-millionaire, YTV, and it's only $449.95 to get involved. Why not? This isn't going to be something that, you know, this is something that's going to be making you money, not sitting on a couch watching Oprah. And I love Oprah, don't get me wrong, but I'm just telling you, we need to be, this is one of those things where it's a money-making machine. The second reason why people don't get involved, James, is because they said they just don't have the time. Well, what I do is in my prospecting, I did this with Chip Boyd, came down to Atlanta, Georgia to buy a car for my wife, wrote a check for it. He was bothered because, you know, he's making $250,000 a year, and he was working 90 hours a week, and he was, you know, the finance manager over the entire Ed Voiles place. And he said, "Dude, what do you do for a living?" Because he saw that at that time I was making like $65,000 a month. This was about a year and a half no, actually it was 2 years ago now. His name's Chip Boyd. He's a director with us. But shared what I did, told him, I said, I own a travel company. What I do is I teach people how to make an extra $5,000 part-time working from home in the travel industry. And he said, oh, my God, you got to tell me more. I said, well, you know what? I just bought a car. I don't have time right now, but I'll be right, you know, I've got to head out, but I'll be out to the car. Went out to the car, got a magazine, handed them the magazine. I said, I want you to read two articles. This article, Robert Kiyosaki, and this article, it happened to be my particular article. And I want you to watch that DVD. I left the next day. It was a Sunday. Was driving back up to Illinois, and I get a call from Chip, and he says, Cameron, you got to turn around. I said, what? Did the check not clear? So he says, you got to turn around because I got to sign up. This is the answer to my prayers. And I said, well, I don't need to turn around to sign you up. It takes 2 minutes. I walked him through the whole thing. How much time did it take? It took me 2 minutes to walk him through to get him signed up to be the president and CEO of his own travel corporation and the president and CEO of his own marketing corporation. And guess what? He no longer is working for Ed Voiles. As of 7 months of being in YTV, he's replaced his income. He works from home. He no longer has a commute. He's not sitting behind a desk 90 hours, you know, bell to bell in the car industry. Now he's in the travel industry. He's got directors that he's raised up under him, Joe Jackson, who was cutting grass. And, you know, Joe, same thing. Reached out to Joe. Joe said, I got to go to another appointment. And there is no way because I'm working like 10, 15 hours a day mowing lawns, 7 days a week. And what did Chip do? Chip said, hey, this doesn't take much time. Take the magazine, read these two articles, watch the DVD, get back with me. Same thing happened. Joe got in the business. I came down, did some meetings, did some mentoring. And Joe Jackson is now a director with our company. This is so important that we say less. Say less to more people. It's a sorting and sifting process, and a lot of people's hang-up is time. They don't think they have enough time. Well, you don't have to have enough time. All you have to do is be smart with your time.
You know, Roland, we always talk about it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what skills you are. It doesn't matter if you cut grass. It doesn't matter if you sell cars. It doesn't matter if you finance. It doesn't matter what you do. Each and every one of us has the power to succeed. Roland, I know you have some questions, some comments for Cameron.
Well, man, James, I just think about the first certification that I went to, and it was Cameron Core and Scott Toomer that did that certification. I had to travel 4 hours to get certified, and now I remember how Scott decided to make a decision. So, you know what? We're going to open up the certification to the directors, and now there are certifications all over the place. But, Cameron, I mean, you were around at the beginning. I mean, you were around when there was only a handful of employees. Now there are over 350 employees. You must have experienced change after change and after change, and each change has taken the company to the next level. And here, I mean, we just got a little small change where they moved the book travel button to, you know, they took it off the marketing side and people are calling, oh, what's going on? But Cameron, I want you, you know, because you've seen the website change numerous of times. You've seen change after change after change. Where do you see YTB in the next 5 years?
Oh my goodness, I'll tell you what. We are going to you got wave one, you got wave two. This thing right now, I'm telling you, what we're doing what has never been done before. They told Coach, you know, we couldn't become a publicly traded company. Well, guess what? We're a publicly traded company. They told Coach that you won't be able to have millionaires for at least 20 years. Well, within the first three and a half, you know, within my first 3.5-4 years, I became a millionaire with YTB. But they said it was going to take 20 years. For people to become millionaires. Now we've got many millionaires with YTV and many more that are on this call that are going to be multimillionaires with YTV. Each time coaches made a decision, some of them have been hard decisions to make because we lost some good people that now wish that they would not have quit because they would be multimillionaires. Just to give you an idea, there were seven people between me and Ron Head, seven people between me and Ron Head that quit. Do
wow.
you get that? Do you get that? There's seven people between me and Ron Head that quit. Now, of course, I'm direct to Ron Head, but just think about that for a minute. Those people quit because they didn't believe that Coach was taking us to the next level. Some of the little changes that are going on, those are good changes. Those are great changes because those changes are there to help us get to the next level, to insulate us, to take away the black eye that sometimes network marketing can have a black eye because of other companies that haven't been right. Well, Coach wants to eliminate not network marketing. Network marketing is how we're doing this thing for the next 50 years. But as far as the RTA position, you're not going to just be an RTA position. You're going to own an entire franchise. And we haven't even decided to go 100% to that. But I'm just telling you, every single step that Coach and Scott and Kim have made has been better for us in the field, because they're both they're field guys. That's how they made their fortune. And so they know how we think. They know how we feel. But guess what? They're also going to take us to the next level. They see things that we do not see. And that's where we have to go ahead.
Cameron, do me a favor, if you would, Cameron. Just for some of the people that don't really understand or don't know, if you don't mind, these are RTAs on the line. How much do you make a month, Cameron? How much is your residual income? What type of magnitude are we talking about here?
I'll tell you. These are RTAs, okay? Last month, just to give you the 50% commission match, my 50% commission match last month on one person was over $84,000 last month, just on one person.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea. The residual income is over $69,000, that's not including the director's pay. Then on top of that, you got the director's pay, which is another $12,000. And then, the weekly, averaging about $5,000 to $7,000. It's a little bit slower during the summer, but $5,000 to $7,000 a week. It's just, $5,000 to $7,000 a month for a lot of people is good money. So, $150,000 a month income, you can live on it. You can live on that. And what's cool about it is that every single person on this call can get there a lot faster than I did and a lot faster than James did, because when we got started, we had a cartoon on the front of the site. I don't know if any of you remember that. You go to your site and there's a goofy cartoon welcoming you to the site. And when you push, there's like five buttons on the entire site. Our travel booking engine was like about five buttons, and a lot of times they didn't work. And so, when we got started, there weren't stories of multimillionaires. There weren't stories of big residual incomes. Ron Head's residual income when I got started was $3,000 a month, and I got involved 3 months after Ron Head. So his was $3,000. He's the number one money earner. And he last month made a total of $5,000, including his residual. Isn't that incredible? We didn't have the stories of the Rolands and the Peter Jensens and the James, and we didn't have that then. And now, what does that say? It says it works. What we're doing works. And now we've got the magazine program and calls like this and presentations and coaches calls and training calls and RTA certifications. Anybody can get involved now and get there a lot faster than we did. And it's just amazing.
Well, here we stand on a Friday, the eve of the weekend, and there will be travel party after travel party going on. There will be people just talking and sharing this business and pointing them to that hotline, pointing them to their websites for presentations. Ladies and gentlemen, we have already what it takes. We already have more than Cameron had, more than James had, more than Roland had. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand to gain more for our families for generations and generations, and every one of them is looking at you. Smile. Have a good day today. today. Go share the business with somebody. Be super friendly. Point them to that magazine. Do the basics. Roland, our time has absolutely gotten away from us. I'm excited about all the travel parties and CRTAs and everything that we've got this weekend to capitalize on taking us from where we dream to be to where we really are. I want to close this pass of baton to you, Roland, to close this call like you do each and every morning. Take it away, sir.
Wow, James, six figures a month if we don't give up. Six figures a month if we work our business like we work our jobs. And just like Cameron said, what separates winners from losers is the courage to stay in the game long enough to win. Just stay in the game. Well, you know, James, I would not close this call without having this superstar Cameron Core, you know, on the line. I'm going to pass the baton to Cameron Core. Cameron Core, won't you just share some closing statements before we leave on the call with everyone here that's holding on by a thread, and just say something that's going to keep them going.
Absolutely. And listen, I love you all, and I am so honored to be on this call. And I will be on this call every single day that I'm not in the air. If I'm not on an airplane or if I'm not on some, you know, cruise ship, this is amazing. And I think we need to open up more lines. But I wanted to share a scripture out of Philippians, and I think this is a very inspiring scripture. It has helped me on a daily basis. Paul, that wrote the book of Philippi, he was in prison at the time. He was going through some tough times. He had planted more churches, written more books, done more for the church and the kingdom of God. And he wrote in Philippians 3:13, being chained to a praetorian guard under the Roman Empire in a cold, wet dungeon, he said, not that I've laid hold of it yet. Not that I've laid hold of it yet. But this one thing that I do, forgetting the things that lie behind and pressing forward to the things that lie ahead, I press on towards the goal of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Here's a guy that could have been depressed. Here's a guy that could have rested on his laurels. Here's a guy that could have gotten bitter for doing all the good and all the right things, and things didn't seem to be working out very good for him. But what did he say? Not that I've laid hold of it yet. He was not even satisfied. He was still dissatisfied with, he wanted to get closer to God. He wanted to press towards the goal. He wanted to forget about the good and forget about the bad, press forward to the future. A lot of times we hold on to the past, good or bad. A lot of times we hold on to all the things that we did that were good. A lot of times we hold on to the past bad luggage or the bad bags. Well, guess what? We need to set them down and move forward and press on towards the goal, press on towards the convention, and do it on a daily basis. That's my thought, and back to you.
Wow, forgetting those things that are behind us, man, pressing forth. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Tours, the one and only Mr. Cameron Core, we are all skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you on Coach's Call tomorrow and Monday morning. Be blessed.
All right. You heard powerful, powerful testimony this morning. No matter what you're going through, press forward. Press forward. Sometimes it looks dark out there. Sometimes it's rough out there. But we have to press forward. We press forward, we can make all the things that we want happen, because we're going to remember, through God, I can do all things that strengthen me. You know, hey, it's just, all you got to do is just move forward. Don't lose your focus. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. But as long as you keep doing what you're supposed to do, and hold on to your faith. One of my favorite people in history, Adam Clayton Powell, used to always say, keep the faith, baby. You know, and that's my message to y'all this morning. As they, you know, what else can I say? How do you come behind all of that powerful information this morning and you know, say anything else other than, you know, whatever it is you're going through, keep the faith. This company is getting better and better and better and better and better and better. I mean, you're going to have a franchise. I mean, you know, I send out information to people. I can't even really go on all of that right now, but I send out information to people. And on my Sunday show, this Sunday, we're going to be talking about what it means to have a franchise in YTB and where it's going. And with that, you know, I'm going to close out. See, we do have Pam on the line this morning. get a comment or two from her, and then close the call out this morning. Pam, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning. Good morning. I feel great this morning. I woke up thinking about the call. It's old in here. Anyway, I had a good day yesterday, and I'm going to have a great day today, and like you say, press forward, and I'm going to do that. And I've been keeping my head above water, and I have a lot of faith. Yeah, so that's about all I have to say, and I bless everybody.
All right, okay. Hey, you know, that's all we can do is keep pressing forward and take hold of this thing, and, you know, God's going to do the rest. So talk to you soon. Take care. Thanks for being on the call this morning.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.